19 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
All right. change your head. You tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright.
Well, all right. This is This is Gary Ault. That was my friend Trevor. How you doing, Betty Lou? You out there? This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And just to prove it, we just played Revolution, which was a single released in 1968, but we heard it from the double vinyl album we call the Blue Album, 1967 to 1970, released in 1973, which was a compilation of best-loved Beatles songs along with the 1962 to 1967 double Red album. And before that, we heard Obla Di Obla Da, also from the 67 to 70 album, but originally on the White album. So that's because we're in 1973. We are listening to anything that was released in that year by the Beatles, solo or as a group, and of course, anything else that might have been on progressive rock radio in that year. So, hey, it's trivia time, and we've got an interesting one, and it has to do with John Lennon, and I was actually at a, what do you call it? Let me see. Something's holding up for me. Thank you, Regina. The Art of John Lennon was a show that was, like an exposition of John's artwork at New Hope, Pennsylvania this past weekend, and one of the things that I learned, I've seen this before, but I always wonder what it was. It's called the CHOP. Artists in the Orient sign their works with an individual patented stamp known as a chop. And John Lennon did that, of course, due to his association with Yoko Ono. And so that appeared on all of his artwork eventually. Of course, a lot of his artwork preceded that, but eventually all his artwork is available with that chop on it as his signature. And a reprint of a lot of his song lyrics are done in a similar way. Well, the Mind Games album had that chop on the cover. If you look at the bottom right-hand corner of the cover of the Mind Games album, the front cover, you'll see his chop. It's a red box with Japanese writing inside. So the question is, and by the way, you might want to write this number down, 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545, and if you know the answer to this and you want to ring in and perhaps win a gift certificate to Hackettstown Napa Auto Parts in Hackettstown, just call 908-852-4545, and the question is, what is the English translation of John Lennon's CHOP? Again, it's written in Japanese, but there is an English translation of it, and what does that mean? 908-852-4545. Let's carry on with some Wings.
Hey,
That was Little Feat with Fat Man in the Bathtub from their album Dixie Chicken, released in 1973. And we started that off with Mrs. Vanderbilt from the Wings album, released in the same year, Band on the Run, classic album. Some people say the greatest McCartney, or perhaps at least the greatest Wings album. And this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. And we are in 1973 mode, so we're playing everything that was released. Not everything, but all the things we're playing have been released in 1973 by either the individual Beatles, the bands they were with, or even the Beatles as a repackaged deal. And other things like the Little Feat song that we just heard, which is also released in 73. So you get an idea of what it might have been like to hear these songs for the first time right in concert with other songs like by Little Feat and other groups like that. A little bit of a nostalgia trip, I guess. So we're going to take a little bit of a break and carry on with some songs from Ringo's album, Ringo.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Anyone who knows me well knows I love Canadians. This week is no exception. I love Dallas Green, Sitting Color, who's with us this week. Also joining us, European duo Boy. It's an international extravaganza in E-Town. Plus, we've got a wonderful achievement award for you, too. That's this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI is supported by our members and the Panther Pub, Panther Valley Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. The Panther Pub is open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, offering daily lunch and dinner specials, wine and cocktails. More information available at panther-pub.com or by phone 908-441-6127 for the Panther Pub.
If you have a smartphone or tablet that runs the Android operating system, you can now listen to WNTI on your Android device with the TuneIn Radio app. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the TuneIn app logo on the homepage. Follow the instructions, and then you can listen to WNTI anywhere in the United States and the world. So go to WNTI.org for information on the TuneIn Radio app for Android.
Wipe a tear from my eye. It can't be the kind of company I keep that keeps me asking. You keep me asking. You keep me wondering why. Every planet in the sky is in your eyes, but I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. It could be the comfort going to my head. It makes me wanna dream of you. But while you're sleeping softly in your bed, I wanna tell you, I'd like to tell you, I'd love to tell you too. Guys in your eyes, but I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. No, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I, no, I don't treat you like I should. I know you would say you love my way, it's good enough for you. But I know for sure I could do more.
Hello, cowgirl in the sand. Is this place at your command? Smile, old enough now to change your name.
Oh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, she do me. Yes, she does.
That, of course, was the Beatles with Don't Let Me Down from the 1967 to 1970 double album that we call the Blue Album, 1967 to 1970. And before that, we heard Elderberry Wine from Elton John's 1973 release, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. Later in that year, he also released Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which is a double album, so really three full albums recorded by that one artist in one year. Pretty amazing. And we started that set off all the way back, with 6 O'Clock from Ringo. And from his album Ringo, and then we heard Cowgirl in the Sand from Birds, from their album Birds, and then The Day the World Gets Round, which is a track from George Harrison's 73 release, Living in the Material World. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're in 1973, if you couldn't guess, because we're playing anything that the four individual Beatles released in that year, as well as re-releases of previously released Beatles material, and really anything else that might have been released in that year and you would have heard on progressive rock radio. So we're taking you on a bit of a nostalgia trip tonight. So we're going to take a break now and come back with some more music.
Phil Nussbaum here on the Bluegrass Review. Our show has the big bluegrass hits and the little song gems. Plus, interviews and features that tell what's happening. We've got the old stuff, the new stuff, and of course, the hard stuff. Saturday morning at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Sir. Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Red Mill Museum of Clinton, New Jersey. The Red Mill is a state and natural historical site that offers special events throughout the year. The Red Mill Museum is located on Main Street in Clinton. More information available by phone, 908-735-4101. That's 908-735-4101. Or online at theredmill.org.
Centenary Stage Company is jamming in July with laughs, toe tappers, and musical drama. Hello, this is Carl Walnow inviting you to fun for the whole family events at the Lackland Center. We'll start things off on July 13th with an evening with Groucho. Frank Ferrante will bring that legendary comedian to life with a 90-minute show full of hilarity. Then on July 20th, we head back to the 60s with the Masters of Motown, featuring all your favorites from the Motor City.
Get ready,
then on July 27th, we head back even farther with the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. You may have heard their music at Disney's Main Street, USA. On August 2nd, the New Jersey Youth Theater brings their production of West Side Story to the Centenary Stage, featuring those legendary songs such as Tonight and Maria. For ticket information, go to centenarystageco.org or call 908-979-0900. Don't miss a summer of fun with Jammin' in July at Centenary's Lackland Center.
And that was Chicago with Feeling Stronger Every Day from Chicago 6, which of course was released in 1973. And before that, we heard While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the George Harrison song from the White Album, but we of course played it from the 67 to 70 album released in 73. That's the Blue Album, the double vinyl album. And I had to play that right to the end for that last note, because that's Eric Clapton playing lead guitar, of course, and out of respect for Eric and every note he played, we had to go to the very, very end. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, and we have an answer to the trivia question. A little explanation on the trivia question. Basically, every artist, or most artists, in the Orient signed their works with an individual patented stamp known as a chop. It's what it is. It's a little box. And if you look on the Mind Games album, you'll see in the lower right-hand corner, John Lennon's chop. It's a little red square with red writing in the middle, inside, which is basically Japanese. And the question was, and that's on the Mind Games album and on all his artwork since then, and even artwork that came out before then. He, you know, it was reissued with that chop on it, as well as many of his song lyrics. So the question was, what is the English translation of John Lennon's chop? And Russell from Newton knew that it reads, like a cloud, beautiful sound. Like a cloud, beautiful sound. So let's hear from sounds, some sounds from John Lennon's 73 album, Mind Games.
When I'm down, really in, and I don't know what I'm. I see me stand your call. All I had to do was call your name. All I had to do was call. And when I hurt you and cause you pain, darling, I promise I won't do it again. It's hard enough, I know, just to feel your own pain. It's hard enough, I know, to feel your own pain. All that I know. What you tell me, all that I know is just what you show me. And when I'm down, real Sam Packard, and I don't know what to do. Thank you.
in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
And that was the Beatles, of course, with Eleanor Rigby from the 1960. Oh, actually, let's see, which album is that from? That's from the 62 to 67 release, I guess it would be, right? Let's see. 62 to 66, yes, because it was on the Revolver album. I had to check my notes. Of course, originally on Revolver, but released again in 73 on the compilation 62 to 66. Hey, let's play some McCartney on the way out here. We're hearing Loop, which is an instrumental from the Red Rose Speedway album, Loop, First Indian on the Moon. Hey, this has been Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And next week, we're going to be in 1974. Yep, we're pretty much done with the 1973 thing. There's a lot more to play, but we have to move on. So we're going to listen to all kinds of releases from John, George, Paul, and Ringo, as well as other people. So have a good week and a good day tomorrow.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.